Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I think about this. I think about at Burlington, North Carolina.
Yes.
Where a tent revival has taken place right there. A tent. One night they had the youth out there. Over 5,000 youth came in one particular
Amazing.
Night. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
In a state facing attack, God is on the move. The epicenter is Burlington, North Carolina, where growing crowds now meet under this tent. The tent director of the Burlington Revival says they're averaging around 2,500 to 3,000 people each night. Earlier this month, they held a youth night, and more than 5,000 people showed up. Now entering its eighth week, the revival began on Mother's Day at New Hope Baptist Church. The church began a one-week revival, and as it neared the end, Pastor Randy Hobbs and evangelist C.T. Townsend sensed that God wanted to do more.
Brother Randy got up and said, I don't believe God's done. And I said, I don't either. It's just amazing to be a part of this. This is something we've been praying for in our church for several years. We've been meeting over 15 years praying for revival to touch us locally and nationally. And now we're seeing what we've been praying about. And to see how that God has just orchestrated this and how that God has brought it together.
The revival outgrew this sanctuary and eventually moved to this tent. Local businessman Don Cox allowed the tent to be put up on his property.
It's been absolutely amazing. The last time I remember anything remotely similar to this happening was in August of 1951 when I went to a tent meeting in Greensboro and a young evangelist by the name of Billy Graham was speaking.
In my wildest imaginations, I would have never thought that God would have done what he's done. You know, and it's just, every night I lay my head on my pillow and just stand amazed at what God's doing.
People from around the country are attending, and Townsend says more than 400 people have accepted Jesus Christ, including businessman D.R. Harrison.
I haven't been in church in over 11 years until 5.5 weeks ago. And every Sunday and Wednesday, my daughter would go down to the altar and pray for daddy and mama to get saved. God answered that little girl's prayer. I believe it with all my heart.
Ashley Cottle saw her 6-year-old daughter accept Christ during a service.
We talked about it a little bit, and I said, do you think that Jesus is talking to you about something? And she said, I want to be saved. I'm grateful and I'm thankful that my children get to see this, because I think that they'll know, they'll always know that God is real.
A God who's real and a God who saves. Mark Martin, CBN News, Burlington, North Carolina.
That's so awesome. Oh, my
yes.
goodness. So we know about tents, man.
Yeah, we do. And we know about revivals.
So oh, we know more. About revivals and tents and all that wonderful stuff. And it's not contingent upon anything other than crying out for the Lord and the Lord moving. It doesn't matter where it is.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.